It's a photographic exhibition, but each of the images are supported by artifacts and cabinets, and you can see those artifacts actually in the photograph. So it's all about bringing the images to life.
So tell me some of the special things that people can see here then.
We take you right on the journey from the construction and the fitting out of the ship, and you'll see some beautiful silverware, crystal and china from the restaurants and the dining rooms, some furniture, a beautiful clock from the first class lounge. And then we move on to when the ship's ready to depart, and you can see a deck chair with a blanket that the passengers would have sat on out taking the bracing air. And then once you get to the poignant artifacts after the ship has sadly sunk, we have some of the sheet music that was with the band leader, Wallace Hartley, and a beautiful gold watch that was picked up off the deck of Titanic as she was sinking by the assistant butcher, and he was asked to man one of the lifeboats. And we have the whole archive of his story as well. So there's an awful lot of things for people to come and see and experience the whole story of Titanic.
And are people quite moved by what they see then?
Yes, it's such an emotive story. If you were to ask me what makes the Titanic story so special, it's all of the elements. It's the story of it being the biggest ship in the world, and the elite passengers, and why so many had died, and the people who survived, and then the story of what happened to them after the tragedy.